This is Pulse Bomb Ready for Monday, July 31st, 2019. I'm Sabriel Mastin. The Overwatch League has provided important player and team dates and updated two-way player rules for the 2020 season. Two-way players are those who can play for both an Overwatch League team and that team's academy team. The dates detail when contract negotiations may begin for existing players, when players from academy teams may be picked up, when players become free agents, and when all teams must have the league minimum of 8 players. Basically, everything happens between September and November. On top of that, players may be signed and traded until the evening of June 15th, 2020, well into Season 3. As for two-way players, it relaxes some unclear rules that affected players earlier this year, like Fusion University's Elk and Boston Uprising's Fusions. Previously, Contenders players would be ineligible to play a certain amount in the league if they had played in Contenders recently, something that was not widely known even among staff of the league itself. Some even attribute this, at least in part, to why the Shanghai Dragons had their first win, which was against Boston, when Boston found out very shortly before the match that night that they couldn't use Fusions. This rule no longer applies if a player is a rookie in the Overwatch League. Contenders matches previously could not have more than 2 two-way players among all 12 players in a match, and that has changed to 4. It's all a bit technical, but those in the know feel everything looks good and sounds good on paper, but are waiting to see how things play out in the coming year. I'm Sabriel Mastin, and this is Pulse Bomb Ready. Thank you for listening.